A fire's strength is not in its size, but in its capacity for warmth. Hello, everyone. Happy Friday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown with the Cohere Collective, and this is our daily ritual where we do a little session together every morning to create some scaffolding for you to build coherence and purpose onto for your day. And today, our theme is the fifth pillar of coherence, which is space that manifests as justice. And let's get into it. This is an offered intention, but of course, if there's anything else that you would like to call in to today's ritual slash session, please do so. I am just starting by lighting some Palo Santo Spirito. Callback for those of you loyal listeners. As I light this Palo Santo, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your gaze and begin to deepen your breath. As your breath deepens, come in to the present moment, just drop in. Slowly elongate the exhale. And slowly elongate your inhale. On your next exhale, maybe let it make some noise. Exhale with a little sigh. If you're a yogi, maybe do a little lion's breath here. And just notice what arises as you breathe. Try not to pass any value judgment on it. Whatever it is, just let it be. Meet it with love. And when it's ready, it will pass. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to try and make it the deepest breath of the day so far, if that feels good to you. Okay, start by exhaling all the air. And inhale. And keep going. Really fill up those lungs. And exhale. And tune in to the collective. To everyone that is joining us here across space and time. Sharing this breath. And sharing this ritual. Know that these next few moments are just for you. Give yourself the permission to have them. Have this time. Slowly allow your breathing to return to a more comfortable rhythm. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. Okay, I am going to start shuffling our cards for today. And as I do so, I want you to tune back into our intention of space that manifests justice, anything else that you may have brought in at the beginning of this session, but also if anything comes to mind now that's beautiful as well, please call it in, call it to mind. Okay. Oh, we got two and that was quick. Oh. Interesting. Okay. Our first card is Strength in Reverse, and this card shows us a woman in a white robe with the infinity symbol above her head, holding the maw of a lion closed, open. I think it's kind of up for interpretation. I've always heard open, but the way her hands are positioned, I think it depends on how it strikes you, right? One thing I want to talk about with this card too is that she looks and is dressed very similarly to the angel in the Temperance card, and the infinity symbol above the head is also reminiscent of the infinity symbol above the magician in the magician card. So strength very much is an iteration of the divine feminine creator. Right? This idea of balance over one's own will as a creative force. And to get it in reverse is like ultimate surrender. And there is strength in surrender. That's not to say that there's not strength in surrender. There absolutely is. But it's not this force of will that one imagines when you think of holding the maw of a lion, right? It's a more gentle strength. It's an allowance as opposed to a projection. It's like the word I want to say. It's a reception more than a projection of strength. The other card we have is the Six of Swords, which depicts a page rowing a boat with a woman and a young child in it, six swords kind of in the front of this boat across a river. And traditionally, the Six of Swords is one of those cards that everyone's like, it means you're leaving. It means you're going. You're leaving something behind. And I think, yes and no. Right? Because sometimes this idea of leaving isn't always... There's so many feelings that are wrapped up in that. Leaving can be a joyful, joyful thing. It can be the next step in an adventure. It's also filled with grief that you're leaving something behind. And you may not want to be going somewhere. And you have all those feelings, and you may be really excited to go somewhere and still have those feelings. And in this picture, the woman and the child are kind of wrapped up. They're shrouded. They're protected. And on one side of the boat, we see rocky waters, and on the other side, we see calm waters. And to me, it's very much this, I'm moving forward because I have to, but I don't know what will come. And that's surrender, right? That is ultimate surrender, to say, I don't know what's going to come, but I'm going to move forward anyways. When it comes to space and justice, boy howdy. Is that a tough message, right? Like, in wanting to make this world a better place, in this reality and move forward, we don't know what the future holds, and we don't know how things are going to shake out, and it's a scary time for a lot of people, but we must keep pushing forward. And I think to get strength in reverse is also a reminder of the different types of strength that we can wield here in times of uncertainty. If you are doing something impossible, right? Like impossibly difficult. You can't hold the same strength forever. If you were trying to, if you're climbing a rock wall and it's a really high rock wall. As you're climbing, you might start to get tired, right? And you're using your arms and your legs, and you might go, you know, maybe I'll take this carabiner rope out that I have and kind of rig up MacGyver style to make something that I can, you know, pulley system my way up. I don't know how that would work with physics, but I think you hear what I'm saying with figuring out some other way to scale the rock wall. Or you might say, you know, my legs are just shot. I'm just going to use my arms for a little bit. Then my arms are shot. I'm just going to use my legs for a little bit. Obviously, the physics of that would not work. But the point stands that there are different ways of approaching different problems, and there's different types of strength that can help us do that. And the white knuckling strength, you can't white knuckle forever, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have to let go. It means you have to rethink how you're holding on. I think this is true of our justice work, because anyone who has been doing this for a long time, any length of time, will tell you it's a never-ending process, right? There is always some thing that we can make better, that we should make better, that we should strive to make better. And that's how the world works, right? As we evolve and we learn more, you know, once you know better, you do better. And we're continually learning. And so we're continually knowing better. And so we're going to have to continually do better. And if that's a lifelong process of this evolution of justice, you can't white knuckle it. Even now when it feels like, oh, this is the time, go ham. And I'm not trying to say don't do that by any means. I'm saying do it with intention and with a choice. Because we don't know what's to come. And even though now may feel like the nadir, we don't know. We don't know. And the only thing that we can rely on is our commitment. And you don't want to burn too brightly and then burn out. You want to be a slow, steady flame of justice that can keep you warm and keep others warm for a while. A fire's strength is not in its size, but in its capacity for warmth. To move into our mantra today, inspired by Strength in Reverse, the Six of Swords, this theme of space that manifests as justice, and anything else that you may have called in. Our mantra is going to be, I am consistent. Keep it simple, right? And consistent in a way that is manageable, that is doable, that is not having to stand there holding the mouth of the lion in a deadlock. Because eventually, your arms are going to start to get tired. Okay. I'm going to invite you to take another deep breath with me here in a second. And on the exhale, we will repeat the mantra of I am consistent, if that feels good to you to join me. Okay. Whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra, I am consistent. For our practice today, I think just evaluate your energy levels when it comes to this space justice work, right? As you pursue justice, make sure you're doing it while you're doing justice to yourself too. What does justice work, including you in the picture, look like? And this is an open-ended prompt. This one is. What does it look like to really take care of yourself throughout this process? Thank you all very much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed today's session. If you did, thank you. Please share it with someone that you think might also enjoy it. And let me know in the comments what doing justice work with an eye towards doing justice to yourself looks like. I think this is, it's a complicated thing, right? Life is so nuanced and complex, especially when we actually stop and start having an actual conversation and we're not just using shorthands about it, right? But as much as you can get into it in an Instagram or TikTok comment, I'd really love to know, what does that look like for you in a way that is aligned with your, with what feels good for your justice work, but also for what you need as a human being who wants to stay committed and consistent to expansion of this life for everyone. Thank you all very much for joining me today, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please consider subscribing. And if you liked it, leave us a like or a 5-star rating and or maybe a review. These things let me know what feels coherent to you, what helps you evoke this feeling of coherence in your life, what helps you pursue coherence and what you want to see more of. And it supports me and the Cohere Collective and this work. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love. Also, kind of Easter egg at the end here. These are tarot card earrings that my dear friend gave to me, and since I'm not wearing my bulky headphones, I thought I'd show them off. I really love them. I think they're cool. Shout out Maya.